to get up. Welcome to South Florida's Business Spotlight on 880 AM The Biz, where we feature local companies and interview their leaders and owners and give them an opportunity to promote their products and services. Our goal is to learn how local and national issues affect their market. And here's your host, Spencer Lyon.
All right, South Florida. Thank you for tuning in to South Florida Business Spotlight. I'm your host, Spencer Lyon. We have an exciting show for you. Hopefully, pick up your mood since this weather is kind of gloomy today.
Oh, we're picking up their mood, Spence. Oh. Come on. You ain't lying about that.
How'd you know my last name?
Huh? Somebody just said it.
All right. Today, we have Jim Fried in house. Real estate. I'm going to call him an expert, I guess. I don't know. He's just a crazy guy.
I'm a real estate expert. I'm an entrepreneur. I speak at all the conferences. Okay. I come from out of town with a briefcase. I'm an expert.
You're an expert. And I'm happy you joined me today. I'm really happy to get to talk to you and really get to interview and let the people get to learn about who Jim Fried is and where he came from.
Awesome. I'm happy to do it, Spence. Just go ahead and ask all the questions. I'm answering. I'm going to be a guest. I'm not interviewing. I'm strictly receiving. Give it to me, baby.
Ooh, here we go. All right, Jim. Just a touch. Where'd you start off? Like, where did your career really just, you know?
I grew up here in Miami. Okay. My dad had MS. My mom was a social worker, so I really am a first-generation business person. And my mom sold houses during what was then the Great Recession due to oil price increases in 73, 74, when there were big lines on gas prices. And she was a single mom, and she put my she was able to put food on the table during very tough economic times by doing real estate. And I told her one day, Mom, I'll make you proud. I'll sell an office building. Little did I know I really would.
well, that's kind of motivational. I mean, you came from hard times.
Yes, I'm fully self-made. I can show you the scars on my hand from cutting my hands when I was working, making sandwiches in the delicatessen. Mm-hmm. My birthday's Christmas Eve, and that's the busy time at the deli. So I used to sleep on the counters at the deli to save myself the time from going home and riding back and forth on my bicycle. And I remember riding from my house through the parking lot at North Miami Beach, the 163rd Street Shopping Center. It was so early that I'd drive through and I'd be the person waking up the birds. And when you wake up the birds in the morning in the parking lot, it's sort of like driving through a bombing range.
I was about to say, they probably have to, you know, get rid of some things.
Yeah, pit, all over. But I don't think I ever really got hit once, though. So, I got my start working in the deli. Actually, my first job was mowing lawns and then delivering newspapers and... then washing dishes at the deli, graduated to making sandwiches, then sold books door to door, then went on to University of Florida, where I was involved on campus because I wanted to get back to the community, and I was in student government, elected a bunch of times, never really lost an election. And that's where I learned how to talk like this and connect with what's on my mind in an immediate fashion.
Mm-hmm. And then what made your jump into real estate?
Well, real estate, it's kind of a funny story. I went to the University of Florida, like I said, and I got all these big fancy classes, and I couldn't really get an A in any of them. And then I went into real estate, and I got an A, because real estate is really integrative. You have to understand a little accounting, a little management, a little marketing, a little bit of finance, and you put all that together and integrate it and come up with an answer. And most of the people that, most of the disciplines that they were teaching at Florida, or I guess really anywhere, mm-hmm. were silos. And I really enjoyed knowing more and doing more. And so now I'm in real estate, which is sort of like a horizontal in business. It takes all those different business skills. Mm-hmm. And then within real estate, then you can become a silo. You can do only hotels, only apartments, only right. land, only retail, only office. I do everything. Huh. So I'm a whole, and I do capital and equity and debt. So I'm, I work with a lot of family offices too, a lot mm-hmm. of high net worth investors. And so I'm a horizontal across the product types. And what I really am is a real estate business person.
Right.
I look at the facts on the ground and try to come up with ideas that'll be making me money in 3 years.
Right.
And then I get there. Over the time, I invest my time, I invest my money, and we get there. And so a lot of the things that I'm working on right now are deals that I started working on just 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I got to stand up, Spence. I'm having this back problem, and I just can't sit down anymore. So that's what was going on. That's why I picked real estate, and I love it. It's an art. You know, business, the business of real estate, it's an art form.
Right.
The art of negotiation, the art of deal structuring, the art of figuring out who goes where, what, and why, the art of making your microphone not continue to go up and
down.
We'll figure it out in time for my show, which starts at 5, and we're going to have Ivan Meisner on with the founder of BNI.
Hey,
it's going to be awesome. Hey, that's okay.
throw those promos in
there. Hey, well, you know, that's part of what I'm doing.
I'm excited for you, though. That's an exciting guy. So
ask me your next question.
So, okay, with your real estate practice, like, did you ever – tell me about some of the problems you had when you first started.
Well, the first things that you start out with real estate is that real estate's a mentorship business, so you have to find the right mentor. I was lucky enough to start in real estate. I had great mentors. Had a guy named Harvey Weidenfeld. To this day, I still am solid friends with Harvey's son, Don. Don is the chairman of Magnum Energy Solutions, one of our show sponsors, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to Harvey just a couple days ago. Another mentor of mine was a woman named Sue Karras. Sue Karras now runs the Washington, D.C. office of HFF. Sue and I did many deals together, including the one downtown that's the 110 Tower, if you will, where Alamo Rent-A-Car used to be. So we did that deal. And Sue taught me the business. Harvey taught me the business. Then the guy who has the biggest impact on my life right now is Ezra Katz. Ezra, one of my big mentors, taught me about efficiency, attention to detail. He and I are both extraordinarily relentless. We get along because of that. And Ezra always is making sure I keep my eye on the ball. He's a great mentor to work with on a daily basis.
Interesting.
Yeah, so real estate's a mentorship business. People that want to get into real estate, they need to find a mentor. So when kids go up, when people go to the University of Florida and they want to come and they need a job or they're thinking about it, I pay it forward and I help a lot of them network. And I'm actually talking to UF about putting together a real estate career counseling group. We help the people that get out of school get a job, but most people want more than just one job. They want a career.
Right.
And so I'd like to work with other people like John Crossman, Tim Becker, Rod Kasten from Cortellis. We're hoping to get involved. And Todd Jones from Cushman & Wakefield. I hope I didn't out them, but now they're all on the committee. And we'll hopefully be able to help some folks move their careers forward. I find that people really enjoy that, and it's a great way to pay it forward and find something to make yourself feel good every day, helping somebody move the ball along.
Right. So then you'd like to look over, you know, these graduates who are just starting off and really like nurture them into their careers.
Absolutely not. No. What I do is that they go to that school, and if they want to get a job in Miami, they start asking around, how do I get a job in Miami?
Right.
And somebody tells them eventually, well, you should talk to Jim Freed. He gets everybody a job. And so then, three or four of them will come down in a car and they'll meet with me. And each one should be doing a different thing because there's a different personality for different, you know, one guy should be a broker.
Right.
One guy should be an analyst. One guy should be a developer. Mm-hmm. One guy should be an investor. One guy shouldn't be in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to you can't tell them that. You got to ask them. And then they will come and they will go, well, Jim, I'd like to be in real estate. I go, okay, what do you want to do? Who do you want to work for? I don't know. I said, call me when you know. So they have to go. They have to look for what firms they want to work for. And then they send me an individualized email targeting the contact at that firm, structured around the research that they did, so that when I forward the email to my friend, the contact, they know that I have pounded this person and the person has made it through the eye of the needle to be blessed enough to get a warm intro to a real estate leader. And you go, well, where does that go? Well, I helped a guy in town get a job and he's developing a 180-acre industrial park with a pension fund. He found the land. He found the deal. He structured the deal. He's going to make good living on it. He got married. He had kids. To me, that's a success story.
That is a success story. That's right.
High five, Adam.
Well, congratulations to Adam then.
That's all right. Adam's a man. Adam's the man.
Then I'm assuming you probably keep relationships with these people who you help out and you kind of let them grow. And do they ever utilize you again or do they just like kind of dump you afterwards?
No. Actually, a couple of them don't call back. I have one guy that went to Duff & Phelps in Atlanta, then matriculated to their Washington, D.C. office. I haven't really kept in touch with him, but I know that if I Googled him, he'd pick up the phone immediately. I had another person that I helped get a job as a tax appeal a property appraiser for the private sector in Washington. Haven't heard from that guy, but by the way, they all get the email blast for the radio show and have not opted out.
Okay.
Another one of my mentees went to work at a firm that was doing retail center development in Brazil. Haven't heard much from him.
Wonder why.
Well, I hope he didn't get lost in the Amazon. I'm sure I'll see him on the sidelines at the World Cup. And But there's Adam, the guy that I spoke to. I talk to him all the time. He's in Broward. Another guy helped get a job as the head of national appraisal for one of the big companies in New York. Mm-hmm. That's actually a great story. I was walking around Office Depot one day at 8 o'clock, 8:45, and my phone rang, and it was the guy. And he goes, Jim, I've got a dilemma. I go, what's your dilemma? He goes, I'm supposed to start my new job at 9 o'clock today, but I just got a call for my dream job.
Oh?
They want to meet me at 9:30. What should I do? I said, talk to the first employer. And he should realize that if your dream job's the other one, if you don't go for that, you'll never be happy working for him. Let him, you know, so go to this, you know, tell him.
Right.
Be straight up, be transparent, and you'll learn a lot about everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
He now works for the big company, has the other guy as one of his clients, and he's one of my top. If I ever need anything in New York, I just pick up the phone and call.
Well, that's a good hookup.
Well, he's awesome. And then, oh, golly, who's another one? Oh, and another one of my mentees is now one of the big regional bankers. He's a big regional banker, and we talk all the time about capital markets, and I help him get on all these speeches with me and stuff to help promote his bank and his credentials. And that person is going to soon, I would think, elevate into a different type of job. You know,
right.
Maybe they don't want to be a banker. Maybe now they want to be in, the workout business or real estate developer or something. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a great way to get a base. The base is starting out to work at a bank or one of the accounting firms or a life insurance company and then going from there. And the number one thing is to make your contacts, be transparent, be truthful with them, be honest, be hardworking. That's the type of people that I want to affiliate with.
Right.
And I'm hoping they want to affiliate with me. We come together, we do business together to make it better for everybody. It should be a positive for both of us. That's what I work hard at doing. And if you want, in the second segment, we can talk about what my thoughts are on real estate, why I think something's hot or not, or whatever you want. You can ask me about my family for all I care. Is it time for a break yet, Oscar? 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. All right. Well, listen, what do you want? What else do you want to know?
Well, how's your family now since you gave me a little?
Well, my wife is doing a lot better. Thank you so much. Okay, High five to you, Health, for helping her. My mom, Lolly Green, MSW, she's been on the show. She's 76 years old and still gets up at 5 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday morning and goes to Mount Sinai where she gives psychological counseling to the people that come in during the weekend. And my little niece and nephew in Atlanta, well, hey, I just got photos of them bobsledding up in Atlanta, so good for them. Yeah, well, I'm disappointed, though, because I'm doing a lot of business with guys in Atlanta. I haven't been able to get them on the phone for some reason.
I don't know. Maybe it's something to do with that blizzard or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I heard there were snow flurries in Gainesville, so high five to the Hogtown. I was up there the last time that happened, but it didn't rain. It didn't snow down here. I was here when that happened, too. That's right, folks.
Oh, that's right. I remember, I heard about that.
Oh, it's like...
I read about that in those history books.
Huh? Yeah, I was actually there. We ran around like this. We all decided to leave class and go to West Palm where we heard it really was snowing. Well, that was a loss. First time I ever went to West Palm, though.
Oh, well, there you go. At least you made a nice little trip out of it.
All right, Spence. Well, you're having fun.
Oh, well, I mean, you're a pleasure to be around.
Oh, golly. Golly. Glad I used my antiperspirant.
I know. That was good. I mean, you're all in your nice little tracksuit and comfortable. What's up with your back, though? What happened? What'd you do?
My back is blown out. It's a combination of stress. Everybody should get Dr. Sarnow's book about that your back problems really have to do with other things. But what really happened is I was lying in bed. My back popped. I really have a bad S1 L5 disc. I'm going to go see Dr. Barth Green on an emergency basis on Monday. Hopefully I can put this off for about 10 days so I can do my speech at the Marcus and Millichap conference with Gil Deezer. You know, next week we have show 250 on Freed on Business. I want to be there for that. But if the guy says that your nerve damage is such that it can't wait, then I'm going to just have to go. I'm really not in a lot of pain. It's really that my leg is numb. But again, high five to Andy Sherman and the folks at the UHealth Pain Facility for taking care of me. And I really appreciate all the people at Executive Medicine for getting me in to see Dr. Barth Green right away. It really pays to be a part of the UHealth medical system.
Right. Nice. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break real quick, and we'll be right back with Jim Fried and his energetic self.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with more South Florida's Business Spotlight on 880 AM, The Biz.
Hey everyone, it's Edward Woodson inviting you to tune in weekdays from 7 to 8 a.m. to the Edward Woodson Show with me, your host, Edward Woodson. We'll talk business, politics, and the things that really make you mad. I'm Edward Woodson, and I'm so mad!
Listen to The Edward Woodson Show every day, 7 to 8 a.m., and replay at 11 p.m. on 880 a.m. The Biz.
I'm Rachel Ray, and food is not only the way I make my living, it's how I spend time with my family and friends. It's hard to imagine true hunger, but sadly, 1 in 6 Americans don't know where their next meal will come from. They're your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers. Visit feedingamerica.org/hunger to find out how you can make a difference. I'm Rachel Ray, and together, we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Everybody get up.
All right. Thank you for staying, tuning in. And we're back with Jim Free.
I love this music, Spence.
Right? It's catchy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got some dance moves, even with your leg gnome. I mean.
Yeah, I know. I'm moving and grooving. People are going to have to look at our Vine account to check all this stuff out. High five to 305 on that, huh?
I know, right?
It's all yours, Spencer. This is your show, bro.
Absolutely, absolutely. So listen, tell me a little bit more about the real estate market. I mean, you talk about it all the time. This is what you do. So let's do the walkthrough of your day. What was your day like?
Okay, we're not going to talk about the real estate market. We'll talk about my day. Now, my day is a little bit messed up because I've had this back problem and I've been working out of the house. But typically what I do is I get up, whatever. I read like 3, 4, 5, 6 different papers and the internet and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I go through my Twitter feed and all that other stuff. So around 8 o'clock, I'm pulling into the office, including Saturdays. I get to the office 8:10 on Saturday, so I give myself a break.
Lazy.
And, I like Saturday to be a quiet day, and I usually meet with Ezra at 10 o'clock on Saturdays. We plot to take over the real estate world. We'll talk about Saturday. I think Saturday is a great day.
Okay.
So I come in on Saturday, get there around 8 o'clock. First thing I do is I go through all of my notes on all of my phone calls from the prior week and make a list of the open items going into next week. Then what I do is I go through all of my reading and I get my new ideas for the upcoming week. Okay. I go through because you go through and I make an article and I want to call this guy, do that guy. And usually I try to do it the same day, but nobody's perfect.
Right.
So I have things that fall through and I try to make Monday's my catch up day of making all those calls. I have meetings on Saturdays. If I specifically want to have somebody's attention, I ask them to meet me on a Saturday because then they're looking at their phone and they're not, worrying about their next meeting. They're dealing with doing business with myself and Ezra. And sometimes we'll also go out and take a look at property in the field. I can honestly say that I think I've worked pretty much every Saturday since the beginning. The deli, then looking for REO real estate when I was with CondoVest and my own little brokerage firm, all the way through to today. I used to take lucky photos of my mom and my girlfriend, now wife, in front of the properties because they were with me on Saturdays. So I finished with that around 12. I try to get to synagogue. If I can get out at 11, I go to synagogue. Then around 1:30, Tarek comes over. We work out, clears my head, keeps me fit for life. Mm-hmm. And then we sit down and, usually watch like the 4 o'clock football games or 4 o'clock basketball games. He brings, one of the football guys. Sometimes he'll bring his brother. Other times he'll bring one of the football clients he has. And we'll sit and we'll talk sports. They'll fall asleep on my fat couch. We'll have a lot of laughs. It's a great time. So Saturday's my day to recharge. On the real estate day, on a regular work day, usually I'm starting calls around 8:10, 8:15. I know the people that are humping it at 8:15. I know the guys that are in their cars going to work. And they know if their phone's ringing, they know who it is. Because I'm usually going to call two or three of them. I got my favorite guys that I always call. Like one guy I call at 8:15, one guy I call at 8:30, one guy I call at 8:45. Mm-hmm. And these are guys I'm actively doing deals with. And I know that when the day spins up, it'll be tougher to get them.
Right.
So I lay it out and we figure out what we're doing and then we go from there. I also send out some precursor emails during that time. I clean out my inbox, which is why I never send a email flyer to be delivered before 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody just goes through everything at 9 and just blows it all out. They get my stuff at 10:30 in the morning. So they always get a chance to uniquely delete it if they so choose. Have a couple of phone calls. Do some follow-ups. Typically going to talk to Ezra between call at 8:30 and 10 o'clock. To make sure that whatever we need to do together that day is getting done and on schedule. Then again, I'll touch base with him after 5:30 or 6 when our day is calming down a little bit and we'll compare notes again. And then throughout the day, I make phone calls. I'll make phone calls to developers. I'll make phone calls to capital sources. I'll make phone calls to people that are involved in due diligence. I'll go out in the field and look at property with my partners, people like Jason Katz, Ezra's son, rising star in his own right, very sharp dude. backs me up. And with this back injury, has become my right hand for just about everything. So, you know, I use a lot of my market intuition. A lot of it's, and I don't know if people out there remember the movie Working Girl, where Melanie Griffith sat on a Staten Island ferry reading newspaper articles and finally got her promotion, her job and her career, because she put the pieces together. That's all I do.
Right.
I do what I call information arbitrage. I put a lot of information together. And with the internet, it becomes harder and harder to do that because there's more and more information. It used to be just data. Now there's really information out there, and it's sifting through it, putting it together, and making sure you're focused on what you want to do the best that you can and not being distracted. One of the reasons I like to meet with Ezra as much as possible is that he always makes sure that I stay focused. I'm very artistic. I can kind of digress at certain times. Mm-hmm. And Ezra makes sure that I stay on point and focused. I really can't tell you how much his mentorship has meant to me. And again, it goes back to the fact that real estate business is a mentorship business. I referred to the young man who I helped get the job in development.
Right.
He's being mentored by a developer. The guy took him and they have one-on-one, and the guy let him go and do this deal where he's going to make an incredible amount of money and make his own bones and become his own person. It's a wonderful thing. And when you can team up with a mentor that's secure enough in themselves to allow you to grow and be your best, it's a wonderful thing.
Right.
And I'm blessed with that. Mm-hmm. I'm blessed with that at the Aztec Group. I'm blessed with that in my little radio thing that I'm discovering for myself. And I'm really blessed with that in my personal trip of discovery, meeting all the people I know and treating them with as much respect as possible, because you get what you give.
Right. So then your ultimate advice for like someone in the real estate market or anything, or have someone that'll be there to push them or be there to watch over what they're doing, or, you know, back and forth to collaborate with each other, just to help each other grow and help that one person, that mentor, to really, or that young one to.
Like Johnny and Spencer.
Oh, no.
Are you the one that made him change his photo to that? Oscar, have you seen Johnny's new photo? I'm going to give you a view right now.
It's a, I don't know. I'm
right,
not
Spence,
part of that.
Is this? Spence, is this it? You know, Johnny,
be
you
nice
can let
John.
Your
be
you
nice
could
to...
you could let your breath out now, Johnny. Spence, give me another question, buddy. We're almost right. Done. Are we done? I'm looking
no,
at
no.
Spence's. Three minutes.
3 minutes. Listen,
three minutes. Tres minutos.
How do you get so awake? All right, advice to people out there. People,
I
like
just mainline positive energy, Spence.
I'm feeling it. I'm loving it.
That's what I want. People, I want people to want to be around me. I want people to feel good and to open up and to speak their mind so that I can do the best business I can with them. Last question.
Give some advice to some of the people starting in real estate. What would you advise them to do besides, like, how would you tell them to go about starting their career? Like, really, like, digging in, like, just how would you just really tell them what to do?
I would go and I would look through the periodicals of the last year, mm-hmm. and I would find the different players in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
I would find out what each one of them does, and I would see who I thought I would want to work with, because they do things not only that I want to do, but they do things the way I want to do them.
Mm-hmm.
Different places have different personalities.
Right.
And I would reach out to that person directly. I would try to go through LinkedIn or other networking things to see who we had in common. And I would try to get to that person that way.
Mm-hmm.
If you have no experience in the real estate industry, I suggest to go to work for one of the smaller firms, get yourself a real estate degree, which will help you get into the network of professionalism and brand yourself as a person who wants to have a career.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Go into residential real estate tomorrow and you can make a fortune if you're with the right person in the right place.
Right.
So really, it's finding your own self. It's maintaining confidence through the difficult times. There will always be things that set you back.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is to not look at it as a setback. It's not a setback. It's learning something new. You learn from it. You move forward. You move through it. You got to be ready for the body shots. Real estate is the toughest business. South Florida is built on real estate. South Florida is the toughest business. It's what it's built on. That's what you want to know why everybody's such a tough customer on the highway, so to speak.
Mm.
It's because they got to be tough.
Right.
Because they're making the money and the commissions are big.
Right.
And so there's all kinds of aggravation. Keep your nose clean, get with somebody you trust, work with that person, build something together with that person. That is my advice.
Awesome, awesome. So we got one more minute. I don't know if you want to give out your contact number. Do you want anybody to give you a call, if anything?
Look, people can find me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the biggest brand I know in the context of real estate as a person.
Uh-huh.
Jim Fried. Google Jim Fried. Look up Jim Fried on Twitter. You know, If you can't find me, it's my fault, but it's really going to be your fault. I'm the number one natural rendering Jim Fried that there is on Google or any of those other things. And we just started playing around with Vine. I'll be on the top there too. Spence, I want to thank you so much, man. This is great.
Hey, listen, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate your, you know, your time and your energy. I mean, it's this was interesting.
Anytime. A smiling young person like you is always a great audience.
I mean, you motivated me. I mean,
well, go out there and kick somebody's booty. This ain't rehearsal, bro.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the advice. Well, that's our show. I mean, thank you for tuning in to the South Florida Business Spotlight. You know, I have Jim Fried here, and stay tuned to 880 The Biz for his show, because he's going to have a great one, too.
Oh, yeah, Ivan Maisel. We're going to have a great time,
Meisner,
man.
Meisner,
I know, I keep saying Maisel.
Oh,
I know it's Ivan Meisner.
All right, everybody, have a good one.
Thank you for listening to South Florida Business Spotlight on 880 AM, The Biz. Tune in Monday and Thursday at 4:30 p.m. where we feature local companies and interview their leaders and owners where they get an opportunity to promote their products and services. During the program, we'll focus on how their company affects our local economy. To feature your company on South Florida's Business Spotlight, contact Spencer at 786-871-2412. That's 786-871-2412. Or email Spencer L at SalemMiami.com.